Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Hello, Monday. Donkey of the day for Monday, April 5th, goes to a young woman who is currently on the run in Memphis. We don't know her name, but I have a feeling she will be in custody at some point today. Thanks to everyone who listens to us on K97.1 in Memphis. Drop on the clues bombs for K97.1 in Memphis. Sidebar, I've said this before, but I'm standing on it again. The best rappers in the game right now are from Memphis. Okay, whether it's Dolph, Key Glock, Pooh Shiesty, Moneybagg, Yo, Big 30. The Young King rally on Smash put me on the big scar from Memphis this weekend. So, yeah, Memphis got now. Okay, when it comes to the rap game, they are having it their way. So I can understand why this young woman who is receiving Donkey of the Day this morning is upset that she could not have it her way when she pulled up to a Burger King in Memphis. God bless Burger King. I will never have anything negative to say about Burger King. So many of us have so many memories attached to the establishment known as Burger King. Okay, nothing like ordering a number one with cheese, large fries, and a vanilla or chocolate milkshake when you a kid. Your parents make you get a Whopper Junior. Then you get older, you upgrade to the big boy Whopper. Okay, that quarter pound of savory flame grilled beef topped with juicy tomatoes, fresh lettuce, and just a dab of mayonnaise, just a little. With ketchup, pickles, onions on that damn sesame seed bun, man. And if you're feeling bougie, if you understand the finer things in life, you ask them to cut that Whopper in half for you. Okay, and if you're really adventurous, you dip those French fries in that milkshake for a sweet, salt experience that your mouth will appreciate. Now, let the record show, I haven't eaten at Burger King in years, okay? A couple decades, maybe. All my Burger King experiences came in my teens. But you don't forget them because they are indeed an amazing eating experience. But never in my life have I wanted a Whopper so bad that I was willing to take a penitentiary chance to get one. But this young woman clearly loves chicken fries more than most because she pulled up to this Burger King drive-thru in Memphis and was pissed off about the wait time. Now, I don't know what the wait time was, but if the wait time was happening because it was a lot of people in the drive-thru or because they just dropped some hot fries, I can understand. But this woman in Memphis couldn't. Let's go to ABC 7 for the report, please.
Memphis police are looking for this woman. We're told it all started when she got angry about how long she was waiting in the drive-thru for her food at Burger King on Winchester Road. Police say she got out of her car, walked up to the drive-thru window, started arguing with an employee, then began shooting. Surveillance video shows employees running for cover. No one was injured.
I don't remember the original chicken sandwich being that good. Okay, that white meat chicken, lightly breaded and topped with a simple combination of shredded lettuce, light mayonnaise on a sesame seed bun. I would add cheese and pickles, but I don't remember it being good enough to lick shots. Okay, the news report said nobody was injured, but who cares? As long as this woman is on the street, nobody is safe, and someone will eventually get injured because she's clearly two nuggets short of a 10-piece. Now, I could victim blame in this situation. Okay, I could put this all on Burger King. All right, see this little saying right here? Remember this little saying?
Have it your way.
Yeah, this little jingle. Remember this little jingle?
Have it your way.
Yeah, man.
Have it your way.
That's right.
Have it your
See? Everybody in here bopping their head.
Nice.
You know what that jingle did? It created a sense of entitlement in people all over the world. What does have it your way mean? It means to do what one wants to do despite the desires, plans, etc. of other people. If you say have it your way, you are telling someone in an annoyed way that you will agree with or accept their suggestion even though you do not think they are right. That have it your way slogan is another way of saying the customer is always right, which is also some BS. No, the customer is not always right, and sometimes the customer is not going to have things their way. But when you tell customers they can have it their way, you create a sense of entitlement in humans that some humans, like this woman, take advantage of, okay? You can't tell her it's a wait time when having it her way means there is no wait time. Having it her way means having it right now. And a person will feel like you're disrespecting them and not living up to their word if you don't give it to them their way. Now, it was brought to my attention this morning that Burger King actually changed its slogan back in 2014. Did anybody know that? So it's no longer have it your way, it's be your way. It says it reflects the customer's way of life rather than the chain's food and service. Be your way, okay? We don't want that either, Burger King. See, some of these people don't need to come into your establishment being their way. That's what this woman did. This woman came to Burger King and couldn't have it her way, so she decided to be her way, and her way was to shoot up Burger King, okay? Burger King released a statement back in 2014, they said the new motto was intended to remind people that they can and should live how they want anytime. It's okay to not be perfect. Self-expression is most important, and it's our differences that make us individuals instead of robots. I totally agree with most of that, okay? But that, you know, but that does not apply to the woman who just, but does that apply to the woman who just expressed herself in the most aggressive way by shooting up Burger King? Yes, nobody's perfect, but even in all my imperfections, I've never thought to shoot up a fast food restaurant because I didn't like the wait time. Speaking of the wait time, young lady, if you out there in Memphis listening, you're listening to Charlamagne Tha God, Lenard, Uncle Charla, whatever you want to call me, I have one question for you. Did shooting up the fast food restaurant speed up the wait time or slow it down even more? Did you think you was just going to shoot up the Burger King and then employees were going to make sure you, you know, got your food ASAP? Did you even get your food at all? Probably not. So what was the point? You've listened to Pooh Shiesty's Back in Blood one too many times. I don't think he meant that in regards to being pissed at Burger King. Young Dolph and Key Glock got an album called Dumb and Dumber Part 1 and 2. Well, you are the dumbest, young lady. Please give this unidentified woman in Memphis the biggest ER. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You're not going to play a game?
You really want to play a game? Okay, sure. Why not? Since we're all here, might as well. Mm-hmm. Let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is! Now, mind you, we don't know her name, but there is a video. So you can clearly see, you know, what this young woman's race is. Mm-hmm. Let's start with you, Angela Yee. Young woman, mad at the wait time at Burger King, decided to shoot the whole place up in Memphis. Guess what race it is?
I'm going to say Caucasian.
Okay. Why'd you say that? Not a bad guess. Why, all the mayonnaise?
Maybe. Is there a Chick-fil-A nearby?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, so Angelique says Caucasian. DJ Envy, young woman in Memphis, decided to shoot the Burger King up because she did not like the wait time. Guess what race she is?
Black.
Wow. Damn.
I don't like your tone in your voice, bro.
I'm just saying that.
Why?
We don't do wait time after a certain amount of time. I want my food right now. I've been waiting all goddamn day. Give me my food.
You think a black person would be stupid enough to shoot up a Burger King because they didn't have it their way?
You heard what I said, bro.
You think black people have that type of sense of entitlement?
You heard what I said, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, one of y'all is right, one of y'all is wrong. The winner of today's Guess What Race It is DJ Envy!
Powerful luggery at work.
But man, he's also wrong.
What?
Because you said black. She's not black. This is a nigga. Okay? Telling you that right now.
Jeez.
All right? There's a difference.
I just couldn't see a black woman doing something like that.
A black woman didn't do this. Mm-hmm. A nigga woman? Absolutely. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. You got your N-word quota for today. I just want to tell you that, too.
Well, you know, I wouldn't have to use the N-word if we didn't do N-word activities.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.